Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I always appreciate when you participate at 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones right now, Chris from West Allis, you're next. Welcome, Chris.
Hello. I was listening to that lady talking to you about birth control and lady talk, and I decided I've been thinking about calling you for quite a while, and here it is. I'm a law and order person, and I want to talk about a law that's already on the books, and that is statutory rape. Now, I'm thinking that if a baby is born and the mother was under 18 and the father was over 18 when the baby was conceived, the father should be automatically guilty and sentenced to, 18 years in prison. And you can't get out of it with marriage, and you can't get out of it with money. What do you think?
Chris, you know, I got a couple of teenage boys, and, you know, I'm pretty sure they'd like to be sexually active. And ultimately, it takes two to tango. Certainly, they have a responsibility, if they are sexually active, to do their part, right? But there is no perfect birth control. You can take precautions. You can, you know, wear a prophylactic or whatever the case may be, and they're not infallible. So unwanted pregnancies can still result despite birth control, although they're pretty damn good. But Chris, I would like to see that person held accountable. If you stick the kid in jail for 18 years, the male, the sperm donor in this case, well, how's the sperm donor going to ever contribute towards the well-being of the child financially?
Well, I'm thinking if the sperm donor has a dog in the fight, maybe the sperm donor will start voting against people who want to keep women from having rights to their bodies.
Well, sure, in notion, I guess, Chris, but I don't think we can punish men per se in that regard. I don't think we can litigate a punishment, although I would certainly agree they should be sentenced to 18 years at minimum of child support. At minimum, you're responsible for helping to financially raise your child. But no, I don't want to see the fathers put in jail. Any more than I would want to see a mother, you know, put in jail for trying to abort a child that she didn't want to carry to term. So I don't want to see it punitive in that regard. But I think there are opportunities to hold both parties accountable. And certainly if someone is committing statutory rape, they should, you know, be charged with the crime. Should they sit in prison the rest of, you know, next 18 years? That seems harsh to me.
Well, okay, but I appreciate you saying that they should be that it is a crime and they should be found guilty of a crime. And I'm certainly welcome to negotiating the terms and conditions of their sentence.
Well, Chris, sure, and there's always going to be prosecutorial discretion. And in all probability, you actually want that new dad out there on the streets earning his keep and paying for the kid. But Chris, I guess, can't women, and I realize there are women that are coerced into sexual acts that they don't want to be a part of. You know, I know that women have sex and it's not always of their own choosing or volition. But most often, you know, if my wife's got a headache or doesn't want whatever, you know, and I'm not trying to put my own sex life out there, I got a good wife at home. But if she says no, if she boycotts the bedroom, you know, I think she could be very persuasive, if you know what I'm saying, Chris.
Let me tell you, I have been places I really can't talk about on the phone. And had it been in this decade in the wrong state and the actions of somebody else had forced me into a pregnancy. There are places that men just don't go. And it just seems to me that we have to start evening out the punishment for forcing women into pregnancies they don't want. And that's where I'm going. I'm not sure how else to do it. I hear about this thing where they get rid of the condom in the middle of sex. And then what? Now the woman got pregnant, even though she went into sex knowing that it was protected. I don't know. I'm just trying to even the odds out. And if you have a better idea for it, I'm all ears. I don't think child support, since it never gets, it often doesn't get paid, and it seldom gets paid every time. So I'm not sure that that's a good enough punishment for somebody who causes a woman to have a pregnancy.
But Chris, do you think
baby she doesn't want?
Do you think the enforcement mechanisms are enough? I mean, you can't tell me the average guy that's healthy enough to out and impregnate a young lady, you can't tell me he's not going to work again in the next 18 years of his life. You know what I mean? There's got to be a more robust holding the people accountable. I mean, there are laws in the book, but you can't just let these people be deadbeat dads and, you know, not pay the child support.
That is the least that can be done, is the government gets seriously involved, and it isn't seriously involved in deadbeat dads, or dads that cross state lines, or dads that claim they don't have money, or dads that just don't bother paying. You're right. That could be taken care of.
Chris, I appreciate the call. I just can't envision the sort of guy who has a kid and walks away from it. You know, I realize there are reasons that couples part, certainly. But walking away from the responsibility for the child, that's the part I cannot conceive of. I mean, having kids has been one of the greatest parts of my life. 844-967-2789. Nearly as important as talking to you fine folks on the radio every day, but don't tell the kids that. Chris from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us? Hey, Chris. Hello? Yes, I think you're next.
Hi. Yeah, sorry. Everything she said was fine, except for when it just really upset me in the beginning when she said the moment a guy turns 18, he's responsible for everything. Because my brother went through that. He turned 18, and his girlfriend didn't turn 18 for another month, and he got slapped with sexual assault of a minor,
a statutory charge because she was not of an age of consent.
Correct. And now he just got off having to be a registered sex offender, and he's almost 50.
Wow. Well, that's a hell of a price to pay. I don't know what to say, man. You know, if she's under 18, she cannot legally consent.
But they're 2 weeks apart in age.
Well, Chris, I'm not doubting the veracity of the circumstance, but I would say that seems like an overly robust prosecution, if you know what I'm saying. You know, there should be circumstances that are considered. Now, maybe the circumstance was no time in jail, no time in prison, but, you know, we're going to monitor your activities for the next 32 years. Now, that seems like a lot of time to be on paper, a lot of time to register as a sexual offender. I guess I don't know all the specifics, Chris.
Yeah.
But, you know, ultimately, we've all been in a position. I was an 18-year-old kid once upon a time, and, you know, I've been with the 17-year-old and said, you know, the party's got to stop here. Because you can't legally get a yes out of someone that's not of the age of consent. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how horny you are, how good it feels. You gotta say no. And I'm sure with retrospect and hindsight, and it's my girlfriend, and, you know, it was good up to a point, you know, I can't speak to his circumstance, Chris.
I don't think you can talk to an 18-year-old that way, because what's the difference between an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old as an 18-year-old? There's not, mentally, there's no difference.
Well, under
there's lots of states that have 5-year gaps for dating.
Well, Chris, obviously it was an unfortunate circumstance your brother went through. But the difference between a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old is one has reached the age of consent and the other is not. And legally, that makes a difference, as your brother well found out. 844-967-2789. Don't mean to relitigate every individual circumstance. There are certainly, everyone's got a story. You know what I mean? But for the vast majority of them, I just want them to take responsibility for a child you might father. That's the most important part to me. But anyways, I thought we were talking about U.S. senatorial candidates. But of course, if the abortion laws change through an act of the courts, all these questions are back in play, and not just whether or not someone's legally of consenting age, but if they were impregnated, this minor was impregnated through the sexual act. Does she even have the right to terminate the child in her own body, or the blastocyst, or the zygote, or however you want to look at it? Does she have autonomy over her own body? That's the greater issue. And then we've also got to figure out a way to hold the dads accountable. You know, if you don't want to pay the dime, you shouldn't have done the crime, as the case may be. 844-967-2789. When we have sex as consenting adults, we all know that pregnancy could be a consequence thereof. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Annie from Watertown, ask her. Annie, you get it, right? What's your thoughts?
Well, you're talking about high school kids. And don't forget, they're not supposed to get sex education. Well, that's a disadvantage, I'd say. But being labeled a sex offender for something you did when you were 18, you aren't able to pick your kids up from school because you can't go near a school. You have to go around and tell everybody when you move, stuff like that. I think that's pretty heavy.
But Annie, you know these laws are on the book to try and keep adult men from taking advantage of underage women.
Right.
It's not really, really supposed to be for Romeo and Juliet sort of circumstances. There's a lot of men that marry a woman half their age, sometimes minor women half their age. That, I think, is more what the intent of the legislation that's now caught up some couples that are very close in age, but once someone crosses the line of consent, you know, you can't go there, Annie, not legally.
Well, and they've been doing it before they were 18, so all of a sudden they're supposed to stop. Good luck. But there was some kind of big enforcement, I don't know, not allowing the judges perhaps to make the decision, which they should. You know, they should be able to look at it and say whether or not. But this law, a couple decades, I was at a picnic sitting with a bunch of old ladies and at the table at the picnic, and they were all from the very conservative church here in Watertown, very conservative. And one of the old ladies, she was 92, and she said, oh my, if that would have been so when I was young, my husband would have been in jail.
Mm-hmm.
She was 92. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were differing times, Annie, and appreciate your call, and thanks for your point of view. 844-967-2789. Certainly want to hear differing perspectives, because I've only got one. And yours are always welcome here, 844-967-2789. And here's my perspective on at least one new headline. Peepin' Bob Donovan apparently will not be the mayor of the great city of Milwaukee. You know, he lost that race, and then he immediately moved out to Greenfield. And now Bob tells us he's going to run for the state assembly from his new community of Greenfield. And, you know, if you look back in Bob's not so distant past, but let's say 25 years in his background, the Peeping Bob charge was a lot worse than looking through a window from a street corner. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates.